Hopping on Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B, your boy Playmaker, and today I had the pleasure to talk with none other than Wyclef Jean, who was at the Crossroads KC this Friday, and boy, my man said he wanted to bust a freestyle, so like it, here go.
Hey man, like, come on.
You really gonna bust a freestyle today, Clef?
Listen man, come on dog. I gotta let them know the era, man.
Hold on.
Give me the hardest, youngest, trappest beat you got, man. I gotta show these kids how we eat, man.
What? Let me see. What do I even have?
Yeah, don't even edit this part out. Let's show them how Wyclef eats, man. Wyclef Jean eats rappers for breakfast, lunch, dinner, man. Feel me?
It's funny when you say that, because the first thing that came to my head is EMCs, man. That's the first thing that came to my head as soon as you said that.
That's so crazy. You're going to love the new mixtape then, because I got Cannabis on it.
Oh, man. How has he been, man?
Man, he's better. You know, he did the whole military thing, remember?
Yeah.
And then he came back. He had that crazy battle online. He got buku dollars for that battle he did. It was him versus Disaster. And then now he's back, but such a genius. He's actually, Cannabis is the first internet rapper. I don't even think people know that.
No, that's the thing. Yeah. He's one of the first cats I knew that made his name off the net. Yeah, you are super duper right on that.
Yep.
You are super duper right on that. Look, I'm gonna see if you can hear this beat.
I can hear it from here. You want me to put on my headphones?
You might try the headphones.
All right. I knew you was gonna do that. You ready? Cause I'm gonna kill this thing.
Go ahead, man.
You ready, man?
We got Wyclef in the building right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Now listen, man. You can see Drake, man. He like 14 years old, man, singing Wyclef songs online. You know what I mean? Talking about like Ready or Not, Here I Come. So check it out, man. We on Hot 103 Jams. Y'all ready? Hey. Wyclef Jean, Hot 103 Jams. Wyclef Jean, Hot 103 Jams. Wyclef Jean, Hot 103 Jams. Wyclef, yeah. Things change, y'all, but y'all can see my profile. I walk 36 chambers just to get the stat now. Then it's back in Brooklyn, I'm in the zoo with Osiris. I seen dudes steal more chains than the Pirates. Gone till November, man, I'm out of my mind. I should have been selling paintings like JJ from Good Time. 40 acres and a mule dangled on his chain. Once they killed Radio Raheem, all that changed. Let's work. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself, why, oh, why?
Yeah.
See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5. So I'll be gone till November, yeah. Yo, gone till November, he ain't coming back. I was talking about my homies, man, that's so crack. Caught in the trap, hit from the back, they hid the steel. Like the owl boy that's hidden on the dollar bill. Welcome to the rotten apple, a city of lights. No matter how they shine, it can't steal the nights. Cause when the ghost knock, knock, just before your guess, red dot at your chest, the hoo-goo is the cuckoo's nest. Better be with them artillery pack, they be jumping like Jack when they jump out the box. Rat-tat-tat-tat-tat, sound of the get, they be flying through the air like vampire bat. Straight from the back, when they attack in the middle of night, when you up in the trap, you keep on bucking, they bucking you back in the middle of bucking, somebody get flat, yeah. Yo, I'ma do this one for my homie gone. Judge hit the hammer, they ain't coming home. You already know, man. I told you I stay in that zone, man.
Wyclef,
man.
Judge.
Listen, I want you to know I missed out on my bars, man. I've been barring since 13, man.
People need to know about that, man. You are a real deal hip hop artist in this game, bro.
Yeah. You know, I came up, man. It's like, you know, for me, I'm just honored. See kids like Young Thug calling their record Wyclef Jean.
That song,
you
know, was hot too,
yeah,
by the way.
It's just dope, man. Just, I love the generation. Like I said, I remember when the Fugees was coming out, we was like singing and rhyming. Certain people was calling it. Remember, there was some people was like, yo, we don't know if that's hip hop.
Because they had like a rule of what was supposed to be hip hop.
Yeah.
Now everybody's like, yo, could you sing a hook on my record? You know what I'm saying? Everybody like, dad, we should have been singing too.
Are you getting the respect that you deserve from these cats is the question though, man.
Well, I mean, you know, I love every generation. You got to understand, whether if it's Kodak Black, you know, he's singing like Lady Haiti, which is on the record Juve, right? I mean, respect for me, just, you know, like when these kids look at me, bro, it's like, I said, at 12 years old, you become a man, right? So at the end of the day, it's just respect gets respect. But you got to give respect too, you dig? Like, you can't just be like, yo, y'all need to do this, y'all need to do that. Like, for me, you know, the kids see me on Dave Chappelle. I didn't only sing if I was president. I mean, they see me run for president, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The youth, they call me a general, not just in the word because it sounds hype. But they really know, like, I'm boots on the ground for real, you dig?
Yeah. That's real. That's real. Wyclef Jean in the studio with us right now. Real deal musician in the game, man. What can't you play? Can you play like every instrument right now, bro? Like, what can't you play in the game, man?
Man, I tell everybody the secret to me playing all them instruments, man. You up in the projects, you gonna do something, you dig? So I got my homies that was real good with video games. Some of my boys were shooters, you know what I mean? No, literally shooters, not basketball.
On the other court.
And, you know, my brother, Samuel Jean, he became a lawyer. So, I mean, think about it, like two dudes, man. We come from Haiti, man. We can't even speak English. And we up in the project roof, Marlboro Projects in Brooklyn. Mm. So, for me, I just, the idea of instruments just took my mind away from it. Like, either instruments, DJing in the park, like break dancing, doing graffiti, all of that. It just sort of like, because literally, man, when you go from one block to another block, whether you want it or not, it's going to be a different community. And, you know, and the only community, like the only thing that was neutral was hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything else wasn't that neutral. So everybody, man, I'm joining the hip hop gang. You know what I mean?
No doubt, man. Do you want a movie made after you?
Huh?
Do you like all these, like everybody's been getting movies and documentaries made on their lives and all that? Do you want one made on you?
I don't even know, man. I'm still moving. You feel right? You, like every day, I feel like we're just getting started. Right now, we completely reinvented the market. There's a whole new label. It's called Heads Music. All female ran label.
All female ran label.
All female ran label. CEO. So, you know, for me, you know, I'm just happy to be part of that. Watching a lot of new talent. So out there, we got this artist Jazzy Amra from the Bronx. A lot of, I don't know what kind of water's in the Bronx right now, but y'all already know, man. Good stuff coming out the Bronx, man.
Bronx is winning in New York right
man,
now.
Man, I got this little gunner, man, through Heads Music, Jazzy Amra. It's not even a month yet. Almost 1 million views on the YouTube. I'm most excited because I could just sit there with a guitar and she just go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's like that real singing, you know what I mean?
And you're known for working with young talent all the time, even back in the Fugees days.
Yeah, I mean, for me, my passion is always artist development. Like, I always like to get an artist when nobody know who they are, when they just slowly and make it work. Whether if it was Lauren, whether if it was Beyonce, you know, I remember Maya, Ghetto Superstar. Mm-hmm. Just for me, I always love, that's where I get excited. Like, when I see the artists, like, in small clubs, you know, that excites me. Like, so to be coming out here with Jazzy and to be playing like a low tier ticket, people be like, yo, why is Cleffy? Because at the end of the day, you got to go back to the fans. You got to reach out and touch them. It can't be like, oh, you know, he's bringing a new artist and I'm sending my artists on the road. We don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, we show up, we play for the people, we thank them for everything that they do, you know what I mean? Then we introduce the new stuff, you dig?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tonight is going down Crossroads KC. Make sure you get online, kprs.com. Get those tickets. It's a dope venue to do something outside for sure. Nice weather this evening. No excuses to make your way out to see Wyclef Jean do his thing tonight. Get
this,
those
this
tickets.
This the original voice when y'all hear Chance the Rapper, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This the original. You know what I mean? I just naturally sound like that. Yeah.
That's dope, man. That's dope, man. All right, so where can they? I already know how to follow you on social media. Tell them where they can follow you on
definitely,
social media.
Definitely, man. Follow Wyclef Jean. We got the Instagram. We got the Facebook, man. Millions of people. We got the Twitter. Millions of people. Man, it's so much people. It's crazy, man, because it's like, dog, when I was younger, man, in the hood, I used to watch the Jetsons, man. Mm-hmm. And it looked like this modern Jetsons. Dude, if you go back, real talk, man. You could see an iPhone in the Jetsons, man. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that. Like, I wasn't, like, faded like my man Chappelle. I'm, like, really talking. Like, You know what I'm saying? Like, you could really see the iPhone. So for me, like, when we, like, in this new era, we like, okay, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter. And then my daughter's like 13, so the phone is just stays right on her face.
All day.
You know what I'm saying to you? But yeah, but we definitely want to shout out America today. I want to give a big shout out to America, dog. At the end of the day, it's so important, man, that we understand, like, because we doing this tour, this carnival tour is going like all around America.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And dog, I gotta tell you, man, despite the propaganda that we seeing like on a lot of these news outlets, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of love out there, dog. Mm. There's way more love than there's hate. Mm-hmm, just want to shout out America today. You know what I'm saying, man?
That's real. That is real. When is that mixtape dropping?
Yo, the mixtape is clever. It's called Why Clef Goes Back to School. This next mixtape, what makes it is incredible is not only the production, but we had a competition with college kids throughout America. So this is going to be crazy because on the mixtape, you know, I produced a lot of stuff. But what's going to be incredible is the artists that you come in to hear on this mixtape are just straight up university students from throughout America. I wanted to do, and it's called Why Clef Goes Back to School, because it's like literally if I was starting all over again, this is the first thing I would do. So, man, maybe I'll just call it a blend tape. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? That's the new
like
term.
A Ron G blend tape.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. It's definitely got that kind of vibe. What I did was took the Sonics of 1997. I mixed it with 2018. Mm. So definitely a listen to. So everybody that love like that 90s hip hop.
Yes, and that's me.
And then we got that 2018 blend. So, but think about what happens is, right, because you got the 19, 20-year-old kids like barring, you know, up against, you know what, whatever you want it, whatever you need it, you know. So it's like it's bringing a whole energy to it. And this tape is a passion tape. I did it like from the ear of a producer. Mm. So it's one of those, like, I think it's going to be very eclectic.
Well, my ear will definitely be to that. Can't wait to hear it, man. I appreciate you coming through. Why Clef Jean, ladies and gentlemen, keep it right here on that station number one for Music Buddy aboard. Hot with the three gems. Oh, man. Good stuff.